Hi there. I'm so glad you came because I have something I want to give you, and I have a feeling you're going to like it. What I have in mind is very special, very sensual, very personal. It's not something you can hold or see, but it is still very, very real. An experience just for you. This is my way of saying thank you for listening to me, for your support, for your encouraging comments. I want to thank you, and I want to thank you by giving you something special. What I want to give you is an experience, a highly exciting, sensual, and erotic experience just for you. If you're open to the idea of turning your mind off for a while, tuning out the world, the idea of giving me a little time with you, with your full attention. What I can give you is something very special indeed. So what do you say, darling? Pet. Are you ready for your present? To begin, I want you to find somewhere quiet and secluded, away from any possible disruptions, where you can strip naked and feel comfortable and at ease in the buff. The scene I'm going to describe for you will take place in a chair, so you may want to find a comfortable one to sink your body into. But your bed will work just fine if that's what you prefer. And headphones are highly recommended too. I want to penetrate your mind with my voice. And headphones facilitate that fantastically. If you need to, baby, just pause the audio, and when you're ready, start it again. I'll wait this time. Before you get too excited, I need to take you through some relaxation exercises. Why? Well, it's important that you take part in them so that your experience will have the full effect. So my gift to you is as real as it can be. Don't worry about getting excited or aroused yet, because that will come later. For now, I just want you to settle back and close your eyes. Begin breathing for me slowly and deeply. Steadily breathe in and out, in and out, at a comfortable pace for you. Expanding your lungs and then letting the breath go. Keep breathing this way, but not so deep as to be distracting, and not too shallow either. The breathing is important, so please keep it up. As you breathe, I want you to focus on relaxing. To do so, start thinking about the tips of your toes. Keep breathing for me. Drift your attention away from your breathing and concentrate on your feet. Think about the muscles in your feet. Wiggle them around a little if you need to. As you continue breathing, concentrate on relaxing the muscles in your feet. Let any stress flow away. Let it melt as if it were flowing up your legs toward your chest and your lungs, where it can leave you as you exhale. That's right. With every breath, a little more tension is leaving you. You are a little more relaxed with every exhale. Relax. Now, I want you to relax your calves in the same way, tensing them if you need to momentarily, and then relaxing them, allowing the stress to just leave them as you continue to breathe. All tension fades away, all tightness diminished, and continues to disappear slowly as you breathe. Now it's as if the stress which is flowing up and out of you is relaxing your quads. Now it's as if that stress which was flowing from your feet and your calves up and out of you is also relaxing your quads and your hamstrings, butt, and hips. They all begin to relax as you lie there, sinking deeper into your chair or bed. You're breathing away any tension as you continue to inhale and exhale for me. Draw the tension away from your legs entirely and breathe it out, allowing the tension to leave you forever as you relax. Now concentrate with me on your hands and arms. Feel them. Feel your forearms loosen and sink in next to your body. Feel the rest of your arms with each breath, almost like a slow moving wave from the tips of your fingers to your shoulders, feeling your muscles loosen. With every exhale, your shoulders are next. As the tension flows out of your arms and out of your body through your exhale, let the relaxation in your shoulders flow through your neck. Breathing in and exhaling out the tension. Your head is sinking deeper into relaxation. Your face is relaxing. Your eyes are closed as you continue to sink down, relaxing more and more. There is no rush. There is no doing it incorrectly. Simply allow yourself to sink a little more with each exhale. Slowly, tension exhaled, steadily sinking deeper. Keep breathing, darling. A little softer if you like, but keep it up. Notice how well you're able to focus on my voice now. Your mind clinging to it, waiting, wanting to hear my next words, waiting, wanting to know what is in store for you. What gift I bring. I'm going to count down from 15 to 1. As I count, continue to breathe and listen. Let my words guide you and relax you. Let your body fall deeper and deeper into relaxation with each and every number I say. Invite my words to flow into you and through you, flowing wherever they want to within you. Wherever my words wish to travel, wherever my words wish to caress, they will go uninhibited into your open body. Your body is an open highway for my voice to cascade through. 15. Continue breathing, relaxing more and more with every exhale. Breathe deeply and steadily. 14. Feel the soft bed or chair beneath you, cradling your body as you relax into it. A little deeper now. Let go of any tension at all. You don't need it. You don't want it. 13. As you breathe, feel my voice rushing through you, down your neck and back, into your hips and down your legs. 12. My voice penetrating inside of you, being drawn into a bath. Soft waves bouncing back and forth from your ears to your feet, caressing the entire length of you. 11. The waves begin to slow as my voice fills you steadily, flowing into you freely, reaching the tips of your fingers and toes and bouncing back. 10. Your whole body is relaxed, ready, wanting to respond to my voice. 9. Feel my voice as it's collecting the energy left behind by your relaxed muscles, pulling along with me and channeling it wherever I please. 8. The energy washes through you, pooling between your hips as it slowly gathers and builds.
7.
Your hips are stirring, growing warmer, growing full with energy and power.
6.
Your growing may ache a little, awakening as though from out of nowhere.
5.
Your cock and balls can't help but be affected by all that is going on inside of you. The energy continuing to build up. It has nowhere else to go but here.
4.
Allow the energy to flow into your cock. That's right. Go ahead. Let it happen. Let the blood flow through you and into you. Your balls are swelling a little, ready to play. Remembering the gift I promised them earlier.
3.
Allow my soft words to caress your mind. You want to listen to me. You want to feel me touch you as I whisper in your ear. Keep letting my words flow into you, straight to your cock, filling it up.
2.
I am excited for you too, darling. I am going to make you feel so good, and I want it so bad. Keep relaxing, baby. Breathing for me. Relax and listen.
1.
You are ready for me. Your mind is ready for me. Your cock is ready for me. Now we can begin. Picture yourself in a dark room. Dim light flickers all around you, cast from candles that adorn the ornate walls and the fireplace to your left. All of this brings an amber glow to the room. Intimate, warm. You are sitting comfortably in a large chair in the very center of the room. Your strong legs stretched out in front of you, naked and open. Warmed slightly by the burning fire. Your bare feet rest on a soft carpet. The chair supports your arms and neck perfectly. You are so comfortable, you don't want to move even an inch. As you scan the dark room without moving, you notice a large door at the wall in front of you. It's closed tight, but you can't help but wonder what might be hiding behind it. You also wonder if you are alone in this room. You aren't. There is someone here. Me, of course. Can you sense me? Here in the darkness with you? I'm right with you. Right here. across the top of the chair, on either side of your head, and down toward your shoulders. Here I am, behind you. My fingers and palms run over your shoulders and onto your chest, stroking your warm skin softly. They return to your shoulders as I begin to massage them softly. Good boy. Welcome to my special place. This is the environment I have chosen for you to receive your present from me. Feels good, doesn't it? Take in the warm air, the erotic scents given off by the candles around you. The excitement. Relax, pet. You are safe here with me. You must be wondering what I have in store for you, aren't you? Well, I think it might be the time to tell you. Like I said, I am going to give you an experience, but not just any experience. No, an experience that you don't come across every day, one that is erotic, sensual, but also caring and rhythmic. One that is teasing and toying, impossible and actual, building and building. There will be a beginning, a middle, and an end. A look, a touch. A response, a need and effort, a result, an aching, a pulsing, and a release. In a few minutes, I am going to introduce you to a friend of mine. She is waiting behind that door over there, wondering when I will allow her to come out to play. Anxiously, patiently, obediently. That's right, a sexy little hypnotic slave girl, and she needs to be obedient to me, to do just as I say, just as you need. So open your mind as you listen to my voice. If you are going to experience your gift to its fullest potential, you will need to trust me. To obey me, and if you do, you will get to feel every bit of her. She is your gift, and I am going to give her to you with my words. I am going to allow you to experience her. You won't meet a woman like this every day, I promise. She has been trained to please, and she longs for it. Such a good little slut. And she especially wants to please you. That is your gift. All you have to do is sit back, relax, and stay here with me. But before we bring her out, I think to guarantee the best results, that it would be wise if I prepare you a little more. That cock of yours has filled out nicely, thinking of my slave. But I still think we need to get you even stiffer. Yes, I think so. I want you pulsing, aching just a little more. My slave, Brittany, responds best to a stiff cock. Yes. Busty Brittany. Just a fine little thing. Anxiously waiting for you. How about I tell you a little more about her and we try to drive a little more blood into that beautiful cock of yours together? Continue breathing, baby. Sink down with me as I count to you. Don't worry about that dick. Just concentrate on my voice. Let your mind stay open like a canvas for me to paint with my silky whispers just for you. This experience just for you. 10. Concentrate on my voice. And remember to find your breath in and out. Your body alive and healthy. It wants to respond to me because you want your gift so badly, don't you? Yes, it feels good to do as I say. 9. And you're not the only one who wants this, pet. That's right. I happen to know that Brittany is very excited to meet you. She is awfully slutty. Just the thought of pleasing you, of doing exactly as I tell her, as are all hot and bothered. I've instructed her not to play with herself as she waits for you, just to help build her anticipation, but I expect she is very wet all the same. 8. I've also instructed her to pick out something slutty for this encounter. Something that really shows off her assets, but that won't get in the way too much. She looks especially good in a thin little tank top, braless, to show off her natural perky shape. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see what she's picked out for you. Oh, that cock is stiffening up on me. 7. Have I told you before that your cock responds perfectly for me? It's obedient. You have me excited, just standing here watching it swell like that. Watching it thicken and pulse. So tempting. It's hard for me to not just reach out and take it in my hand. To stroke it slowly. to smear that pre-cum around a little.
Six.
But no, I won't do that. No, I am not going to ruin the anticipation for you either. Plus, it will feel so much better when Brittany first touches you. I wonder how she'll do it with her soft skin, her slender fingers, her wet mouth. She may be wondering the same thing. After all, it's me who gets to decide.
Five.
I hope that little slut has obeyed me. I hope she's not back there with her fingers up that slit, feeding the ache just to take the edge off. I may get to help you with that instead. That is, if she's been a good girl, but I know she has. I know because of how excited she was for all of this. And she wants nothing more than to give you your gift. Almost as badly as you want to receive it.
Four.
Keep breathing, pet. Go deeper with me. Take in everything around you. The soft light, the warm air, the comfort and nakedness of your open legs leading up to your swollen cock. So full and masculine, charged and ready. So deserving of a wet little mouth. Notice for me how good it feels just sitting here, listening to my voice. Yeah, soak in the anticipation, the excitement that flows all through you.
Three.
The home stretch now, darling. I want you to get that cock nice and hard for Brittany. She's already so excited, but I want to make her crazy with lust. And the harder you are for her, the hotter she'll be and the sluttier she'll behave just for you.
Two.
Almost time. Almost time to meet your sexy little plaything. A young, hot slut. Tight and chesty. Full of energy and desire. Full of lust and awe. Ready to suck. Ready to tease. Ready to show you what she's got and what she can do. Believe me, I think you'll be pleased.
One.
Let the blood flow through you. Let your cock fill with anticipation and electricity that hangs in the air. Her pussy is just aching back there. Let your cock match her lust and desire. Desire burning between her young legs and in your cock. Send your excitement outward and feel hers back as she waits just on the other side of that door. Let's bring her out, shall we? Oh, there she is. Gorgeous for you. And dressed to excite. Cute white socks. socks up over her knees. Tiny little cotton panties hugging that mound. And a little pink tank top covering her chest. Full and shapely. Without a bra. So you can almost sense how soft they are. She is so hot. Tight and soft at the same time. Turn around for us, sweetie. Show him that hot little ass of yours. Lovely. Even the way she moves is cute, isn't it? She seems a bit more shy than I thought she'd be. I guess she wasn't expecting someone her flavor. Sexy like you are. Imperfections and all. She can't seem to take her eyes off of that swollen cock, can she? Did I tell you that she likes your cock exactly the size and shape you are? Oh, I forgot to mention that, didn't I? That was part of why she was so excited. Brittany, I want you to come closer. Slowly. Let us both take you in. What a goddess. What a sexy little thing. Those hips are something else. See them twist and sway as she walks closer. Come closer, Brittany. That's right. Turn around again, darling. Bend over. See, her panties are all wet. Her juice is soaked right through the thin material. You can see the outline of her lips puffed up in excitement, can't you? Those aren't shy. Brittany, part your legs a little more for us. Ah, that's right. Straddle both his legs and scooch a bit closer. You can put your hands on his thighs to brace yourself if you like, and then just hold still for us. Right like that. Now you can touch her. I want you to reach your hand out and use the back of your fingers to rub her a little. That's right. Reach out. Touch her gently. Feel her warmth through her wet panties. Lazily rub your fingers over the soft fabric. Press a little more. Make that fabric slide over her pussy and spread her wetness around, soaking her lips back and forth, back and forth. Feel her warm, wet juices on your fingers. Oh, she likes that, doesn't she? Now hold still. Brittany, work yourself on his fingers for a while. I know you want it. Oh, what a slut for you. Working her wet panties into her own pussy, using your hand. Oh, she's such a little slut, she doesn't even care. She's enjoying it too much. And there's no shame in what's being done, is there? Reach out your hand and grab the waistband of her panties with your fist. Now pull it down over her ass, slowly. Watch as the fabric peels away from her wet pussy lips. They look so swollen. She is horny for you. God, I can smell it. And your cock is swollen too. I can see it clearly from where I'm standing behind you. Engorged, splayed across you, framed nicely between her spread legs. Does your cock like that wet, shiny sex? Oh, I think it does. I think it's aching by now. But that's the idea. Oh, you're both so excited. I can feel it. And I am feeling rather devious about this little arrangement. Rather than simply letting her jump on that cock of yours and fuck your brains out, like I know you both want, letting those big, soft tits fall into your face, I'm going to make her take her time. Make her tease you both a little. See how worked up we can get her as she works on you. She is very obedient. She does what she is told. Don't you, Brittany?
Yes, mistress.
Mm-hmm. Good. I have just the thing. I am going to undo the ties at the sides of her panties and get these right out of the way. Now, Brittany, I want you to scooch up a little closer. That's a good girl. Bend over a little further, baby. Let us get a better look at that soft pussy of yours. Isn't she flexible? Those young hips bent straight down like that. Those lips look so good. Wet and naked, right in front of us. I told you she was impressive. Watch this. Brittany, brace your hands on his thighs and pull yourself in tighter up his body. That's it. Bring your mouth a little closer to that cock. A little closer. Oh, no touching. Just stare at it. That's it. Hold your mouth about an inch away, just over the base of it. And that's all you get to do. That's right. Just breathe on his cock. Let's all breathe together, shall we? In and out. In and out. The smell of sex in the air. You two are so sexy. Pet, can you feel Brittany's hot little breath coat your dick? You feel it swirl around you. Feel it wash up you. Feel the air stroke you even. Now it's her turn. Reach out, darling, and touch that bear pussy. See if you can make her come like this. That's it. Softly toy with her lips, darling. Slide along them, back and forth. Don't slip inside just yet. Tease her a little more. The inside of her lips. Find her clit. Oh, show me what you're good at, baby. Tease her. Does that feel good? Her hot breath on you, on your balls, on the base of your cock. The harder you make her moan, the stronger it gets, doesn't it? Feel that. Keep touching her, rubbing her back. And forth, back and forth. Oh, I'll slip a finger in her now. She deserves it. I can see those balls are tightening a little. Your whole package is stiffening, responding to her hot mouth lapping at your cock. Oh, maybe another finger pet. That's right. Slide it into that wet hole and then find her G-spot. Down and forward. And then rub it softly. Back and forth. Small circles. There. That's got her. Keep it up. You're going to make her come. Just keep going and let her gasp and pant and moan all over that dick. You're doing beautifully, Brittany. That's it. Tease her, pet. Stroke that G-spot. Take your thumb and find her clit. Oh, she likes that. You can come for him, Brittany. Oh, that's what she was waiting for. My. Good job, both of you. Are you okay, Brittany? Okay, you can climb off of him now. Just look at her. Bottomless. Hair a frazzled mess, skin flush with orgasm, and those beautiful breasts spilling out of that shirt just a little. She's being a slut, and she knows it. She loves it. We all have a little slut inside of us. Some of us are just more comfortable with letting him or her out. Brittany, on your knees. Watch as she slowly sinks to her knees. Did you see that flash of excitement in her eyes as she does? I told you, she loves this. Watch her bend forward, leaning into you on all fours. Do you see her chest is filling out her shirt even more, suspended by the thin fabric? Crawl toward him, Brittany. She's so womanly as she crawls, her hips swaying back and forth. She looks like a cat hunting you, her bare ass twisting from side to side, the small of her back revealed as her shirt rides up. See her slowly inch along the floor towards you, her hungry mouth getting closer and closer to your stiff, dripping cock. Closer still, as she enters the space between your legs, that private space, she feels your anticipation building. She feels the need to listen to me growing even stronger. Do you want to feel her on you? You want to have her service that cock, don't you? Stay there a moment, Brittany. Take her in. A slutty little slave girl parked right between your legs. Your gift. She wants nothing more than to taste your cock and fill it, slide down her throat. You want that too, don't you, darling? Look at her face, pet. Her cute little face is looking up at you, up at your balls. Her eyes are quickly darting to mine for approval, and then right back to your hardness. So swollen, so tempting to her. Brittany, you may begin. See her sit back and bring her hands to your knees now. Feel her gently force your legs open just a little more. She knows what she's doing. After all, there's a reason I chose her for you, for this little experience. Now watch her as her hands begin to trail up the inside of your legs. Do you feel them, pet? Sliding slowly towards your center. Up, up, up. Stopping on either side of your engorged cock. Taking you in with her eyes. Now she's massaging your growing a little. You like to see him this way, don't you, Brittany? It makes you so hot. Good girl. Trailing up your sides into your chest and nipples. I told her how much you like your nipples touch. Feel the soft fabric of her shirt gently graze your cock and balls as she swirls around your nipples. As she swirls her fingers around your nipples. Then she slides her hands down again. Oh, and then back up. Feel your skin tingle all over. Feels good to do what I say, doesn't it, darling? Oh, did you feel her graze your cock again? Crushing it a little into her soft chest. Do that again, Brittany, darling. Back and forth. Again and again. Feels good. Brittany, it's time. Her hands are returning to your growing. And this time she trails her fingers around the base of your cock. And then tilts it up a little. Look into her eyes. God, she wants to taste you. See her admiring gaze move down to your cock as she takes her lower lip in her teeth. She's waiting for permission. Permission from me. She knows she is allowed to get ready, but she is not allowed to suck you. Until I say, it makes me hot to see her this way, to see her so obedient for me, such a naughty little girl on her knees in front of you, her eyes fixated on your swollen cock. Look at your cock head. Look how swollen for her it is. The slit is wet and glistening with pre-cum, and she wants to taste it. Little cum slut. Her mouth is watering at the thought of trailing her tongue over your slit and down your shaft. All right, Brittany, you've been patient. You may begin. You have my permission to suck his cock. Watch now as she leans forward anxiously, tucking her hair behind her ear. Placing her tongue at the base of your aching cock. Feel it. Hot and wet. Slowly sliding up the length of you. Agonizingly slow. Up. Up. As she reaches your tip. Watch her mouth. Her beautiful lips as they engulf the head of you between those tight, soft pillows. Oh, feel the warmth, feel the wetness. Feel her as she sucks you a little and swirls her tongue over your glistening tip, drinking your pre-cum. See the pleasure this brings her. See her practically squirm with delight at the taste of you. Watch her bob on you. I told you she was good. Feel her lips slide down your shaft. Her tongue working at your tip. Taking you a little deeper. Each time. Sucking. Good job, Brittany. Bobbing rhythmically. She's having so much fun. Up and down. She knows your putty in her mouth. Up and down. God, she's hot, isn't she? Feel her play with your balls as she works your cock with your mouth and tongue. Tugging on them. Good job, Brittany. Massaging them gently. You've been such a good boy. Oh, see her tongue reaching down to lick lower on your shaft with each dip. Oh, there's enough spit now that her hand is beginning to work the base of you in time with her mouth. Oh, Brittany, you're doing so well, baby girl. Get as much of that in there as you can. I know you love it. Don't hold back. Really suck him for me. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Are you enjoying your gift? She really does love this. Can you tell? Look at her eyes. She loves making you twitch. She may be enjoying herself even more than you are. Don't believe me? Okay. How about we change that? I think it's time to make you both come. I'll just step around here behind Brittany. Now you can see us both as she continues to work your cock rhythmically, passionately, like the good slut I've trained her to be. Keep going, Brittany. Arch your ass for me, sweetheart. Remember, pet, it's okay to come at any time. This is your gift, and I want you to enjoy it. So if it happens, just let it happen and enjoy the show. Let's see how dedicated to that dick Brittany really is. Are you ready, Brittany, for this vibrator to get pressed into that hot little pussy? Oh my. That seems to be effective. She's sucking you harder, isn't she? That's a good girl. Keep working that fucking dick. That's it. Oh, you're such a good slut. Look how wet you are. You've practically drenched this vibrator with all those pussy juices. I know how to touch you, don't I? Let me rub it into you a little more. Oh, fuck, you're hot. You're both hot. Oh. I see her arching her hips and pushing back as she sucks you. Oh, wow. This is hotter than I thought it would be. I had no idea that this gift would turn me on this much. Seeing her work you, seeing her head bob up and down like that. Let me slide my hand under the shirt and fondle her a little while she sucks. Her tits are so soft and heavy. Hard little nipples. Reach down, pet, and play with the other one for me. Let's see how worked up we can get her together. Your cock in her mouth and in her hand. My vibrator in her pussy and her tits getting attention from both of us. That's it. Just enjoy it, pet. Getting serviced by a young little slut as she gets used by us from both ends. Yes, that's right. You deserve this. You deserve every bit of this. Do you like that? Oh, good. May I ask you something personal, pet? Okay. Have you ever felt a pair of lips around the base of your cock before? No, I'm not talking about a kiss. No, I mean lips all the way around you. With your dick deep down the throat. Well, would you like to today? I told you she was talented, didn't I? Brittany, what do you think? You're so wet and open back here. Can you go a little deeper for us? I know it's not easy, but try, please. He's been such a good boy for me. That's it, Brittany. As I tease your slit, you keep going a little deeper still. Can you feel that? Oh, she's almost there. Feel her lips wrapped around you, stroking. Your cock head penetrating deep inside her. Feel her strain as she tries to bring you even more pleasure. She's cupping your balls, lifting them as she dips on you. Oh, good girl, Brittany. Oh, feel her as she sets a pace now that she's open. Up and down, up and down, up and down, lower still. Good girl, Brittany. She's almost there, pet. Okay, Brittany, it's time to put that whole cock down your throat. That's it. That's it. Good girl. Keep it up for him. He can barely stand it. I think he might bust. Would you like that? A hot load down that throat. Pet. Brittany gagging on you and then pulling it out. Yes. Yes, I'm still fucking her from back here. Are you going to come in this little slut's mouth for me? Are those moans and coughs too much to handle? Well, I can't blame you if you do. Feel her own that dick. Feel her slurping on you as she bucks on me. Wet on your cock and wet in her pussy. I want this slut to come on your dick, and you can feel free to blow inside of her if you like. Just let her have it. I know she'll love to taste your creamy load in the back of her throat. No choice but to swallow. Well, I make this little pussy come. Yes. Oh, God, Brittany, keep it up. Take what I'm giving you and keep it up for him, please. I know you want to come, pet. I know you want to come, Brittany. He's almost there. Keep working him. Does that feel good, Brittany? I'm gonna speed it up. Pet, I want you to blow into her. I want you to gush and spurt. Whenever you're ready, just burst. That's right, just let it all out. Let it flow through your length and deep inside her. She deserves it. She worked hard for it. Oh, give it to her. Yes. Give it to her. Let her take it. Give it to her. Fuck that throat. Part those little soft lips around you. Make her take you. Make her yours. That's it, baby. That's it. Oh, my God. Come for us, Brittany. Come while he comes in you. Oh, that's it. Fuck her. Fuck her. Fuck her. Yes. Oh, yes. That looks so hot. Your dick filling her up. Your load coating the inside of her mouth and throat. Good boy. What a sexy mess you made of her. Did that feel good, Brittany? You came so hard. Thank you, Brittany. You did a wonderful job. Kiss me, darling. Kiss me like a good girl. You certainly gave him something to remember you by. I think everyone enjoyed themselves. Wonderful. Now, remember to keep breathing steadily. Let yourself slowly unwind as you come down from this moment. Bask in the energy that fills you. The energy in that powerful cock. So deserving, so happy. You may stay here as long as you like, pet. Enjoy this feeling as long as you lay here, totally relaxed, feeling so at peace. And remember, when you wake up, you're going to remember everything. I'm going to count up now from 5 to 1. As I do, you will slowly drift out of this pleasant trance and back into your room, totally relaxed and satisfied. 5. Calmly feel yourself starting to become more aware of your unconscious mind. 4. Your body begins to twitch and you can wiggle your fingers and toes. 3. You feel your eyes are a little less heavy, and you will be able to open them soon when you are ready.
2.
You feel more energy return to your muscles as you straighten your back and lift your hands.
1.
Awake now. Open your eyes if they aren't already. Stretch out like you just woke up from a perfect night's rest and simply enjoy this feeling. Enjoy my gift. Brittany and I are going to go get cleaned up. Good night, baby boy.